This is St. Louis Public Radio. One of the pioneers of genetic engineering was in St. Louis last week to take part in Washington University's graduation ceremonies. Mary Dell Chilton has spent most of her decades-long career at the agribusiness company Syngenta, but it was here at WashU that she led the team that created the first genetically modified plants. The now 76-year-old scientist told St. Louis Public Radio's Veronique LaCapra that genetic engineering is based on imitating nature, specifically a kind of bacteria that can insert its genes into plants.
At the time I moved here, I had just worked in a team at the University of Washington, and we had showed that Agrobacterium, which is a plant pathogen, makes galls on plants. We had showed that it does that by putting a new gene into the plant cells, three new genes, actually. And that was big news. When I moved to Washington University, my mission became to imitate what Agrobacterium had done, put genes of our choice into plant cells, and then, hopefully, to be able to make complete plants that carried the gene in their seeds and in their progeny.
So this was really the first research on genetic engineering in plants, is that right?
That's true, yes.
And did you have any idea that it would transform agriculture in the way that it has?
I had no idea. In fact, when I joined industry, even the company had little idea. They knew that it would make products, but they thought that it would creep into the market little by little by little. They had no idea that it would take the market by storm, as in fact it did.
As I'm sure you know, some people, scientists included, have raised concerns about the widespread cultivation of genetically engineered crops and even the safety of GMOs, as they're known themselves, for human health and the environment. Should we be concerned?
You know, we test our products. We test them to death. We test them as though they were pharmaceuticals. The products are safe. I think there are a lot of lies told by opponents of the technology. It's not fair, and it makes me very sad and angry. I hope in my lifetime to see this technology not only accepted but embraced by the public. It's a wonderful technology. It's going to strengthen the hand of the plant breeder, and with the population explosion coming that we anticipate, we're going to need it, perhaps desperately.
Do you see any problems with our current system of agricultural production, which is so heavily dependent on these genetically modified plants and large monocultures and insecticides and herbicides?
Yeah, we have some problems. We have not been good stewards of our early products, and we need to correct that. I think we are going to correct that in future.
Do you think in general that scientists, particularly maybe those working in a corporate setting like yourself, have a responsibility for how their research is used and applied and any potential harm that may come from that?
That's a very hard question. In a way, yes, and in another way, no. I have a responsibility to talk with you, yes, but I'm not in control of what the regulations are or are not in this country or in different countries. So we need teamwork between us and the regulatory people and the farmers. They have to follow the rules also. It's not all my responsibility. It's not all my responsibility. I take some, but we need the responsibility to be accepted by others as well.